The 38th annual International Siglo de Oro Drama Festival is still the longest-running festival of its kind in the world. And with me is Anne Doherty Steffen. She is Chief of Interpretation, Education, and the Arts at the Chamisal National Memorial. Welcome, Anne. It's good to meet you.
It's so lovely to meet you at last as well.
Yes, and this festival, it's really quite a jewel we have in El Paso, has grown over the years and still has tremendous status.
It does, and we're very excited. I'm very excited about this year's festival lineup.
I understand the dates of the festival. It starts on Wednesday and runs through Sunday, so March 6th through 10th. And is there an opening reception?
There is an opening reception on Wednesday, March 6th from 5 to 7. The ticket sales will be in the visitor center by our friends group, Los Paisanos de El Chamisal, mm-hmm. only $5 per person per performance. And then the catered reception, catered by Opus World Bistro, will be over in the administrative building just outside the Los Paisanos gallery.
Excellent. Oh, and it's bound to be a lovely affair. Now, in the past, the festival was free. Now the tickets are just $5. But what difference does that make?
It makes a tremendous difference, not only in our friends group being able to raise funds to support the festival continuing with budgetary challenges and such.
Oh, yes, yes.
Over the years. But also, I understand in years past, when it was free, we had such an overwhelming response, which is just wonderful, but that some people were turned away because we aren't allowed for safety to have standing.
Oh, if you exceeded occupancy?
Correct.
Yes, yes. So, that had to be discouraging to show up and not get in.
Correct.
So now with the $5 tickets, and are they available in advance?
They are available in advance. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 3rd, is mm-hmm. going to be the last free showing of the Lope film.
Yes.
It's a biography about part of the life of Lope de Vega, the most prolific playwright from Spain of the Siglo de Oro period.
A contemporary of Shakespeare's.
A contemporary of Shakespeare's.
Yeah, that puts it into context, doesn't it?
For most people, absolutely. But if you have a ticket, you have a seat.
Excellent.
And there is not a bad seat in the theater
house. No, the Chamisal Theater is just one of the loveliest medium to small venues around. It's such an intimate, excellent theater. And the showing of Lope, the film, is tomorrow, Sunday at 1:30, and that's the place then to buy your tickets. Is it $5 per performance for the, I believe it's how many, five performances?
Right. Each performance, the ticket is just $5 per
okay.
person. Per play.
Excellent.
So to catch the entire festival will only cost one person $25.
What a deal. Let's start with the lineup, which is, of course, Wednesday at 7 p.m. is the first performance. Tell me about that piece.
On Wednesday will be El Caballero de Homero, performed by Sheik and Falstaff out of Puebla, Mexico. Mm-hmm. What's exciting about this year's festival is we have all the elements of live theater. We've got comedies, we've got tragedies, we've got productions that have elements of both the comic mm-hmm. and the tragic mm-hmm. for a balance. We have themes of love and honor and revenge, loss, intrigue.
Got it all.
Everything.
And this first one is written by Lope de Vega.
The first two actually are by Lope de Vega.
Excellent. The second one on Thursday at 7 p.m. It looks like they're all at 7 except for the one on Sunday, which is at 3 p.m.
A matinee on Sunday.
Okay. And the second one is
La Vengadora de las Mujeres.
There it is. That's Puebla, Mexico will be the performers for the first one. And then the second one is from Murcia, Spain.
Yes. Cambalache Teatro. They are quickly becoming, over the past several years, a festival favorite. They performed two different plays last year mm-hmm. in the festival. So they'll be doing La Vengadora de las Mujeres.
And then on Friday, 7 p.m.?
I'm very excited about Friday as well. This one is a truly unique production. It's a compilation work. The production company is Now de Amores mm-hmm. out of Segovia, Spain.
Wonderful.
So we've got three Spanish troops and one from Mexico. What's compelling and intriguing to me about Friday's production is they have a life-size articulated wooden marionette.
Oh, yes.
And it's a compilation of a liturgical work It actually slightly precedes what's commonly accepted as the Siglo de Oro period, kind of a borderline medieval Siglo period piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about this one as well because it's so different than anything else in the lineup.
Oh, that's going to be spectacular. And Saturday and Sunday, both Morfeo
Teatro
from Cuevas de San Clemente, Spain.
Yes. And Morfeo has performed here in the past. And these two pieces are very different.
Mm-hmm.
El Coloquio de los Perros on Saturday night at 7. It's an adaptation because as it was written originally by Cervantes, it had dogs, mm-hmm. two dogs, as the main characters. But in this adaptation, it's humans performing as the dogs, in air quotations there, people from the lowest social class. And then on Sunday at 3, our Sunday matinee will also be Morfeo Teatro doing De Burladores y Burlados, which is a compilation of entremeses. Very funny.
Oh, that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful rundown. Very exciting to have this festival alive and well in El Paso. My guest today, Anne Doherty Steffen, Chief of Interpretation, Education, and the Arts at the Chamizal National Memorial, where the 38th Annual International Siglo de Oro Drama Festival will be taking place March 6th through 10. That's Wednesday through Sunday. And the final showing of Lope, the film, will be March 3rd, tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., and that's the place to buy your tickets, just $5 a piece. The Chamizal is at 800 South San Marcial. For information, you can call 532-7273 or visit nps.gov/cham, C-H-A-M. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.